And I must be pleased with that. It was a good workout.
Yeah, I think we fully deserved the 2-2, even if the pressure was very tough in the end of the game, maybe last 20 minutes. However, we had to do a lot of substitutions that we had almost a whole new backline in the end of the game, so it was a little bit unfortunate and nothing that we had counted on.
It was a physical game, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think it's great to play Norway. You know, we played Iceland 2 weeks ago, and to show now that we can actually physically start to stand up against these teams, I think that gives us a lot of courage, you know, and a lot of self-confidence. Because I think technically we show now that we can play against these teams. It's just when it goes so fast and when they physically that we are a little bit behind. But do you think, coming from also leading the game and then 1-1 being under and then coming back and keep fighting, keep believing and then scoring 2-2, I think that's a fantastic achievement, and that gives us a lot of self-confidence, because we know then that even if that happens, it's not head down, it's actually keep working, we know it can happen, and that's very positive.
What a substitution, and Sarah Kelly coming on. What's the story there? She's sitting in the stand and you take the player.
Yeah, I mean, going into this game, we had actually Leanne Crichton that got an injury, so she couldn't come, and then Lisa Evans had to pull out in the last minute as well. So we went into the game maybe with one player too little, and then Nikki Doherty couldn't. So from training yesterday, so before the warm up today, she had to pull out, and then also because, we had to do a couple of changes in the halftime or just into halftime because, Hayley Lauder, she is has an important game with her club on Sunday, so she couldn't play the whole game. So we had a couple of these things. So we said in halftime, because this player, Sarah Creeley, was training with us yesterday, but she wasn't with the squad. So we just asked if we could put her on as a late then, because we didn't have a full team sheet. We just had 17 players, so.
Any news and injury? Wanda Jones went off.
Yeah, a little bit worrying with her hamstring. However, she went off before anything happened. She just feels that it can. Yeah.
It must be great though that you're missing Mitchell Corsi, Kim Little, Lisa Evans, and yet
Jennifer Beatty.
Yeah, and a team that's ranked so much higher than you, you've got such a good result.
Yeah. I think it's really, we're starting to really think, the players start to believe also that they are really good now. I think we play the game with such a good spirit. Yeah, so I think that.
So looking ahead to Wales and France, I mean, is it awkward because you need a point, but do you play for a point or do you risk it and go for the 3 points? Or?
No, we need to go for the 3 points. We are absolutely going for a win. We still think that we can win the group. Not win the group, but we still think that we can take 6 points from these two games. If we take 6 points and the right amount of goal difference, we can actually be the best runner-up. And that's what we go for. We don't go for the playoff place. We go for actually be the best second runner-up of all runners-up. So, and for that, we need to take 6 points out of these two games, and that's what we're going for.